Listen to this news. WTO talks, shaping future trade, industrial policies globally. At a crucial juncture marked by escalating discourse around international trade and industrial policies, a decisive exchange unfolded at the core of the World Trade Organization, WTO, this week. Members assembled at the organization's headquarters for an informal retreat on the 25th to the 26th of September, nurturing focused deliberations regarding trade, industrial policies, and the pathway toward WTO reform. Presided over by Ambassador Athalia Lesiba Molekom of Botswana, the retreat aimed to elucidate the intricate dynamics between trade and industrial policies. This initiative was perceived as a preparatory step for various high-stake meetings earmarked on the WTO calendar. Ambassador Molekom expressed a sense of gratification after the retreat, lauding the elevated level of engagement and constructive demeanor manifested through the day and a half of rigorous discussions. "We had candid and interactive conversations," she remarked, indicating a mature dialogue that has expanded the comprehension surrounding the sensitivities of the discussed topic. The constructive discourse, despite lingering divergences, showcased a collective willingness to cooperate towards forging mutually agreeable resolutions. The informal retreat offered a platform for members to dissect recent submissions concerning trade and industrial policies, thereby identifying the primary concerns within the nexus of trade, industrial policy, and economic development. Three pivotal themes underscored the deliberations at the retreat: enhancing policy space for industrialization among developing nations, including the least developed countries, industrial subsidies and their implications for the global trading framework, and charting the way forward. The structure of the retreat entailed plenary sessions bookending the event, interspersed with breakout sessions where delegations delved into brainstorming on the outlined themes. Looking ahead, senior officials are set to reconvene at the WTO on the 23rd to the 24th of October, aiming to provide political direction to negotiators in Geneva as the anticipations build for the organization's 13th ministerial conference scheduled in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, from the 26th to the 29th of February 2024. Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala echoed the optimistic tone, emphasizing that this engagement marks a promising inception towards an ongoing dialogue on WTO reform efforts. "We've made progress," the Director General commented, acknowledging the productive deliberation that transpired and encouraging further strides toward deriving substantial conclusions on the addressed issues. Ambassador Molekom resonated with a similar sentiment, stating that the discourse was not an end but a significant milestone on the journey to the 13th Ministerial Conference, MC13. The event marked the fourth informal assembly since the initiation of WTO reform discussions at the 12th Ministerial Conference, MC12, in June 2022. The General Council, alongside its subsidiary bodies, now bears the mandate to steer the WTO reform work, assess the progress, and deliberate on pertinent decisions to be tabled at MC13. As global perspectives continue to intertwine, the forward momentum at the WTO showcases a collective endeavor toward reimagining a balanced global trading system. Latest news: WTO warns against global trade split, urges reglobalization for stability.